This podcast is brought to you in partnership with Speak Studios and Speak Boise. Speak Boise is a community-driven studio space where voices from all walks of life can speak and be heard. You can find them on Instagram and Facebook at Speak Studios, Speak Boise, and at their website, speakstudios.com. Speak Studios. Speak and be heard. This podcast is also brought to you by Instant Imprints. Promote better with Instant Imprints. Instant Imprints are Boise's visual communications experts and your place for everything you need to promote your business, club, school, or group. As a locally owned business, Instant Imprints specializes in making your organization more visible with custom branded apparel, embroidery, promotional items, print services, and wide format printing for signs, as well as banners and vehicle graphics. Want better ways to get noticed? You better visit Instant Imprints at instantimprints.com/Boise or call 208-IMPRINT. That is 208-467-7468.
Welcome to Armed with Truth, a podcast for youth. I'm your host, Lisa Bruneel. My goal here is to empower the youth of today to become a sin-resistant generation. You youth are bombarded by Satan's temptations on every side, especially when it comes to immorality, lust, and pornography. I want to talk about truths that can strengthen you, safeguard you, and bring greater power into your life through the Savior Jesus Christ. Let's get started and be armed with truth. Today's episode focuses on truths about the Holy Ghost. Ask yourself, what is Heavenly Father's personal message for you right now in this podcast? The Holy Ghost will testify to you of the exact message Heavenly Father has for you right now today. I want you to think in your mind for just a minute about the greatest birthday present you've ever been given. Maybe the greatest Christmas present. Was it a surprise or something you wanted and asked for? Was it a favorite toy or outfit or maybe a long-awaited activity or experience? What did you do with the present when it was given to you? Did you leave it on the table wrapped beautifully or did you open it, use it, and love it? I'm thinking of a remote control Barbie four-wheeler that I got when I was about 8 for Christmas. It was awesome. God the Father, His Son Jesus Christ, and the Holy Ghost are the three personages that make up the Godhead. Our last episodes focused on Heavenly Father and Jesus Christ. So today I want to talk about the Holy Ghost and what it means to receive Him. While the Godhead is unified in their attributes, powers, and purposes, each one is a separate individual with specific duties. The Holy Ghost's duty is to be the minister of the Godhead. That means He communicates to us for God and for Jesus Christ. He gives us communication from heaven. The Holy Ghost is a spirit, and although His actual personage can only be in one place at a time, His power can be felt by many people at the same time. He can communicate God's will, God's love, and messages from God to all people. Oftentimes, when missionaries are teaching about the Holy Ghost, they use the sun as an example to illustrate what it's like. The sun's warmth can be felt all over the earth, even though the sun is only in one place. So too can we feel the power of the Holy Ghost wherever we are. Here are some things that we can learn from the Bible Dictionary. And by the way, I love the Bible Dictionary. The Holy Ghost is manifested to men on the earth both as the power of the Holy Ghost and as the gift of the Holy Ghost. The power of the Holy Ghost is the convincing witness that the gospel is true and that Jesus is the Christ. It invites and inspires and leads to all good things. Some of the manifestations of His power in the world can be seen in ennobling art, discoveries of science, and many powerful events in history. The gift of the Holy Ghost is different. It is something more powerful than what I have just described, and it is given only after proper and authorized baptism by the laying on of hands. As long as we remain worthy, we can have the Holy Ghost to be with us always. Here are some of the jobs of the Holy Ghost. He witnesses of Heavenly Father and Jesus Christ. He reveals and teaches truth. He guides us, protects us, and helps us to receive the gifts of the Spirit. He is a comforter. He fills us with hope and perfect love. Through His power, we are sanctified as we repent, receive ordinances, and remain true to our covenants. Does that sound like those are things that we need in today's world? Of course, they've been needed throughout all time, but I feel that we especially need the gifts of the Holy Ghost now. In fact, President Nelson said, "In coming days, it will not be possible to survive spiritually without the guiding and directing, comforting, and constant influence of the Holy Ghost." President Nelson spoke those words in 2018, but you guys, the coming days that he spoke of are right now. Right now, while we live in a sea of swirling opinions, right now when there are divisions among people in so many ways, right now as Satan quadruples his efforts against us, we need the Holy Ghost. And it isn't possible to survive spiritually without him right now, without his confirmation of truth, and without the promptings that come from him. After baptism, when we are given the Holy Ghost, these words are spoken: "Receive the Holy Ghost." I want to focus for just a second on the word "receive," because it stands out to me as a word of action, not something that just happens to us, but something that takes effort on our part. We desire to be baptized, and we make covenants, and then we receive the Holy Ghost. I feel like it's a personal acceptance. When you truly receive the Holy Ghost, you take personal action. Think back to your favorite present of all time. When it was given to you, you likely opened it, loved it, and put it to use. If it wasn't opened, loved, and used, it would be useless, but you received it. That's similar to how I feel about the Holy Ghost. Receiving the Holy Ghost is an action on our part. And if we don't receive the Holy Ghost, he too will become useless. To truly receive him, we must develop a personal relationship with him. This takes effort. The Holy Ghost is our connection to heaven, the messenger of God's direction for our lives, and our link to Jesus Christ and our Heavenly Father. So how do we develop a relationship with him? Well, I think it's so important to first realize that the Holy Ghost does not communicate the same way with everyone. He speaks to us personally in a way that we can understand and learn from. In the temptations and trials that we face today, recognizing his voice and following it are so important. So we have to learn how he personally speaks to us. When I think about the different ways that the Holy Ghost speaks to Heavenly Father's children, I like to compare it to all of us being different learning types. You know how they say that there are people that learn best visually, others that learn best by action, and still others that learn best by hearing? When you have a specific learning style and you're taught in that learning style, it's so much easier for you to learn information. Well, God knows everything about us, so he also knows the best ways to speak to us through the Holy Ghost, and he communicates in a way that we personally can understand. Usually, he speaks to you in several different ways that you can understand. Have you ever heard of someone getting a message from Heavenly Father or feeling the Holy Ghost in a way that you haven't experienced? Maybe you've heard of people feeling a burning in their bosom, or having dreams or visions, or even hearing voices that tell them exactly the words to say or exactly the actions to take. Maybe you think to yourself, "I've never experienced that." And maybe it's been confusing to you. Maybe, even maybe, Satan has taken that confusion and used it to plant doubt in your mind that God doesn't speak to you and that you don't feel the Spirit. But I testify that he does speak to you. He speaks to you through the Holy Ghost in a way that you can hear and you can know. And your job is to discover the way or the ways that he is speaking to you personally. There are so many options, I truly can't even list them all. Maybe the Holy Ghost speaks to you through nature or music. Maybe in feelings of peace, love, or calm. Maybe you get ideas or thoughts, or you hear or feel specific words. Maybe your messages come as you read the scriptures or words of prophets. Maybe you experience tender mercies or service and love from others. I recently discovered a new way that the Holy Ghost speaks to me that I had never recognized as the Holy Ghost before. I sat listening to someone speak in church, and they talked about how the Holy Ghost had given them a feeling of excitement. I, too, recognize that in spiritual matters, I often feel a feeling of excitement. I had never recognized that my feeling of excitement maybe came from the Holy Ghost. After that day, I started to look for the feeling of excitement, spiritual excitement. And as I looked, I began to see it more and more in my life. And now I know that this is one of the ways that the Holy Ghost speaks to me. I love that He speaks to me through spiritual excitement. And I love that I can continue to learn and see new ways that God communicates with me. How does the Spirit communicate with you? What is the method that the Holy Ghost uses to teach, direct, inspire, guide, warn, comfort, and lead you? A while back, I spoke to a group of young women, and after the meeting was over, one of the girls approached me and we began to talk. She first let me know that she wasn't going to come that night, but she just felt like she should. While she listened to me speak, she also felt that I was someone she could talk to, so she wanted to meet me afterward and ask me some questions. She let me know about some of the struggles in her life, the difficulties that she was having. And there in that moment, I wasn't really sure that I knew what this precious daughter of God needed, but I knew that God knew. I said a silent prayer that the Holy Ghost would help me to know something that I could do or say that would help her. As we continued talking, I asked her about her prayers and how God speaks and answers her. She replied that God doesn't answer her prayers and that she didn't feel that He spoke to her at all. Then it came. The Holy Ghost unfolded beautiful words before me, and in turn I spoke them to her. I was prompted to remind her of the feeling that she had had earlier when she described to me that she should come to the meeting and the thought that had come into her mind during the meeting that I might be someone she could talk to. I testified that those thoughts and ideas had come from Heavenly Father through the Holy Ghost, and they were evidence that the Spirit was speaking to her. Tears filled both of our eyes as we experienced the Holy Ghost confirm the truth of what we were talking about, the words of that moment to our hearts. God had spoken to us individually through the Holy Ghost. We exchanged tearful and Spirit-filled hugs. I've thought about that girl so many times. I've wondered if after that day she remembered that experience, and if now she can better recognize how God speaks to her through the Holy Ghost. There are many things that can weaken or harm our relationship with the Holy Ghost, and there is almost nothing that takes the Spirit away faster than looking at pornography or participating in something immoral. Sin weakens your connection to heaven, especially the sins of lust, immorality, and pornography. Remember, this is the connection that President Nelson said, if we don't have, we won't survive spiritually. So do you see? Do you realize what's going on here? Satan is using moral temptations, lust, immorality, and pornography as tools to spiritually destroy you. As we fall to these temptations, we allow Satan to block us from communication with God through the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost is our source of communication with our Heavenly Father and Jesus Christ. And when we do not receive, when we do not act, if we simply hear the whisperings of the Spirit and we dismiss them or repeatedly go against them, eventually we will not hear them at all. Thankfully, one of the most important jobs of the Holy Ghost is to take part in our repentance from sin. We've talked many times here already about becoming sin resistant, and the Holy Ghost is absolutely essential for us to do that. Through repentance, we can regain our personal connection to the Holy Ghost and to heaven. If we go back to the Bible Dictionary, one of my favorite places, we learn that those who receive this gift, meaning the gift of the Holy Ghost acts as a cleansing agent to purify them and sanctify them from all sin. Thus, it is often spoken of as fire. That means that it's through the Holy Ghost that we access the power of Christ's atonement to be cleansed and purified from sin when we repent. He is the one who sanctifies us when we repent. So let's return to the word receive. President Henry B. Eyring said, "These words are said by the Lord's authorized servant with his hands on our head, receive the Holy Ghost. At that moment, you and I have the assurance he will be sent, but our obligation is to choose to open our hearts to receive the ministration of the Spirit over a lifetime." When you hear the word receive, I want you to remember that you can receive the Holy Ghost best by both hearing and acting upon what you hear. Receive equals hear and act. Think of that as you hear these next words. When you are in spiritual danger, the Holy Ghost will warn you. Receive his warnings. When others around you speak or act in vulgar or inappropriate ways, the Holy Ghost will give you feelings of discomfort and uneasiness. Receive those feelings. When you see pornography and feel feelings of excitement and piqued curiosity, the Holy Ghost will give you instead messages to help you know that pornography is damaging and destructive to your soul. Receive his messages. When you find yourself in a moment of weakness or sin, the Holy Ghost will urge you to stop your behavior, to turn away, or to change your course. Receive his urgings. When you are moving down a path of immoral actions or are caught up in the excitement or the pleasure of the moment, the Holy Ghost will remind you that these are actions that go against what you know and believe. Receive his reminders. When you fall to sin and find yourself ashamed, hurting, or feeling unworthy, the Holy Ghost will prompt you to repent. Receive his promptings. When you know you could meet with your bishop, Satan will want to stop you, but the Holy Ghost will encourage you. Receive his encouragement. When Satan tells you that you are worthless and a failure, that no one could love you, the Holy Ghost will speak the truth that you are a child of God and he loves you no matter what. Receive his truth. One of the Holy Ghost's most important jobs is to testify of truth. Does that make sense? Without a relationship with the Holy Ghost testifying of truth to us, we will not make it spiritually in this world, just like President Nelson said. But with a personal relationship with the Holy Ghost, we can know truth, and we can be connected to our Heavenly Father and to the power of Jesus Christ. We can spiritually thrive even with everything that is happening in the world around us. As you practice hearing and receiving personal revelation through the Holy Ghost, your relationship with Him will grow and strengthen. Speaking to the youth in the Worldwide Devotional for Youth, President Nelson said, "I promise you that if you will sincerely and persistently do the spiritual work needed to develop the crucial spiritual skill of learning how to hear the whisperings of the Holy Ghost, you will have all the direction you will ever need in your life. You will be given answers to your questions in the Lord's own way and in His own time. When you know your life is being directed by God, regardless of the challenges and disappointments that may and will come, you will feel joy and peace." I invite you to develop and strengthen your personal relationship with the Holy Ghost, and I testify that as you do so, you will begin to feel greater strength and power, as well as greater joy. When my oldest daughter was in elementary school, there was a family that had just started coming to church with a daughter her age. This young girl was beginning to feel the Holy Ghost and learn truths as she attended primary. She had learned about the Holy Ghost and his job in her life. One day at school, she yelled out to my daughter across the school gym, "Hey, Maddie, go Holy Ghost!" I love that story because it illustrates the love in her growing heart and her growing faith of the Holy Ghost. You too can have that love and that growing faith for the Holy Ghost. Here are today's truth takeaways. The Holy Ghost communicates with us for Heavenly Father and Jesus Christ. The gift of the Holy Ghost is the right to have the companionship of the Holy Ghost with you always if you are worthy. We need the Holy Ghost to survive spiritually. The Holy Ghost speaks differently to different people. The Holy Ghost will act as a cleansing agent to purify you from sin when you repent. Let's return to our first question. What is the personal message that God has for you today? Is He inviting you to learn more about a specific truth or to make a change or take an action? As you act on the truths you have learned, greater power will come into your life, the power and the strength to follow Jesus Christ. I can't wait to hear what you do. You can let me know on Facebook and Instagram at Armed with Truth Podcast. Keep coming back. Heavenly Father has so much more in store for you here on Armed with Truth. Thanks for joining me here today on Armed with Truth. As we learn truth together, we become more valiant disciples of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, a stronger part of His battalion, and a truly sin-resistant generation.